Hi, I'm Katharina and I'm an artist and I live in Berlin. When I was invited to tell my story about a key moment of my life, I didn't know it was in English. So I don't know if the story really works out in English. So let's see. The story takes place in Germany and it's a while ago when I finished school. When I was 18 or something, yeah, the question was, what's next? What would I like to study, and what discipline would I like to go for? And in Hamburg, where I lived, there was the art school called HFBK, and I was interested to go to HFBK. I didn't totally knew which discipline. I was interested in art, but it was summer, and in October you could start your studies, but only for like more the not so artistic disciplines. Like fine arts started in spring, and now I wanted to apply directly. I didn't want to have a long break, so I applied for some different courses like history and also architecture. History, and then you could, it was like you applied, and then there was the Zentrale Vergabestelle, ZVS, in Germany, and then they choose where you should go, and they choose which city you should go to, and you could put a wish. So I put the wish I would like to study architecture in Hamburg at HFBK, because I thought I don't really want to study architecture, but that way I would go to HFBK and then I would get to know the school and all those people there. So then in the end, I got my letter and they gave me a place to study in Braunschweig in architecture. I had no connection at all to the city of Braunschweig and I thought, no, I don't want to go there. But my mother, who's an architect, said, it's quite interesting, and why not? You should go to another city, you don't know, maybe it's super cool. And I didn't know what to do. And then one day my mother came home and said, your father, he has a business trip to Braunschweig next week. He could take you and your boyfriend Tim, and you could go to Braunschweig and have a look and see the place where you could study architecture and so on. Okay, I thought let's go there. So we went by car with my father, me and Tim in the backseat, and then he had business to do in Braunschweig, and we spent there the whole day, and we walked through the rooms and the mensa and corridors of this high school, and also we went to some art studios of artists, and but somehow I don't know. It was not like I didn't feel, I want to go here. But also I didn't know what to do, because my parents really would have liked to see me starting something, at least something which I could drop later if I wouldn't like it. So, and then Tim and me, we finished our tour, and then we went to a cafe, or it was like a bistro cafe or something, like a student place where students go. And then we wanted to eat something. And on the card, there on the menu, there was this dish called tomato soup in a bread. Like, and then it's the thing I would, I don't know how to say it, like I would like to say it in German. Tomatensuppe im Bauernbrot. And yeah, we were discussing, Tim and me, do those people here in Braunschweig really serve tomato soup inside a bread? Or is it something like, if you say in haute cuisine, like in Germany, you say Tomatensuppe an Bauernbrot, and it means it's next to it. It's just a special saying of saying it very sophisticated or expensive or something. And then we ordered it, and I said to myself, if this soup comes really inside a bread, it's not my city. I don't start here with my architecture studies. Yeah, to make the story short, it really came inside a bread. It was a whole bread, and the softer part of the bread was pulled out. and then they cut something like a lid from the top, and then it was pulled out. I don't know what they do with all this bread in inner stuff of the bread. Yeah, and then there was a lot of tomato soup, and it came inside the bread. Yeah, so, and I never went to Braunschweig.